Gene Hamrick here, and I'm at my old alma mater, University of Notre Dame, in South Bend, Indiana. And I'm here with a very dear friend, Father Bob Pelton, CSC, Holy Cross Father, who's been done an enormous amount of work in Latin America. And right now, the thing that he's really working on is the documentary film of Romero. And I'm going to let him take it from there, because they've not only done a film, but they have guidelines and books that go along with the movie, which I believe is really unique. So, Bob, I'm going to let you take it from there.
Okay.
Give them the history and what's happening.
Sounds fine. It's really nice to be with you, Gene, and also to talk a little bit about this great person, Oscar Romero. And I think one of the things that we feel is important that there's a whole new generation of young people that really don't know who Romero was and the implications that he had. So we've worked for 5 years on the production of this film with an international team. The team has been composed of, for example, Anna Carrigan, who did Roses of December. She's a scriptwriter. And Juliet Weber, who's a young rising producer from New York City. Emmanuel Pasquale of BBC, who helps us do the business work of such a project, and Gene Palumbo of San Salvador, who writes for the New York Times and so forth. In any case, we've done this, but we're doing it from the point of view of the film itself, 87-minute film, both in Spanish and in English, in the context of the last 3 years of the life of Oscar Romero, and this especially from the point of view of himself, from the archives, his voice, right to the point of bringing in former guerrillas for interviews, former military people, but all Central Americans, and talking about their experience, where they are now, and Romero has broken through the barrier of just Central America or Latin America. He's an international figure now. And so we'd like to have this be an educational opportunity for younger people and a reminder for older people that do know quite a bit about Romero. And what we've done is we have tried to put this into a real educational context. It's this film which, as I said, emphasizes, you might say, the last journey of Romero, kind of parallel to that of Christ in 3 years. And at the same time, we've tried to see what is the relationship between Oscar Romero and the social teaching of the church. How has he given an example of living that out concretely, and what were his commitments to social teaching? And undoubtedly, the greatest draw for him was the Beatitudes. I mean, that's where he lived out the gospel. And at the same time, he was certainly a faithful person in terms of kind of official teaching of the church. And I would think that probably the document that influenced him the most was Evangelii Nuntiandi of Paul VI, Evangelization, a great document. So what we've done is we've worked hard at this. It's been probably the most difficult task I've ever had in my life. But at the same time, it, I hope, will be a contribution to education. We've done what they call showings in universities, both in the U.S. and Latin America during the last 12 months. And now that since we have followed through on all the legalities, contracts, etc., we're now in a position to enter into some festivals. Our more basic interest, however, is in education, parishes, universities, high schools, adult groups. So to do this, what we did is we spent the last 12 months working on a study guide that endeavors to relate the film itself and the various dimensions of social teaching with what Romero himself study guide in both languages, English and Spanish. We've just sent a copy of the film, the updated approved film, and the study guides to El Salvador, to Monsignor Ricardo Urioste, who was Vicar General of Romero and who's the president of the Romero Foundation down there. And with him and with also Rick Jones of Catholic Relief Services of Mexico and Central America, we're hoping that that message will be just promulgated all across El Salvador, particularly to the people most affected directly by it, namely the campesinos or the peasants. And even the Ave Maria Press here at Notre Dame has helped us in preparing the guide, which is based upon their book of social teaching, which publication has been approved by the bishops, U.S. bishops, and so they're going to be putting out sort of a package of the film and the study guide and the their book for those who want one or the other. The first line features of New York will make the film itself available for those who wish it. That'll probably be about 6 weeks from now. And I hope to get it to Chile in November to a film festival to a breakthrough to Latin America with the Spanish version. And I think it's one important contribution to social teaching and to an opportunity for us to, in some senses, regain credibility in a moment when we're being challenged.
Could you give us an example of one social justice issue that is in the guidelines?
Sure. I think one of the issues has to do with the preferential option for the poor. And that comes up both in life teaching of Romero, and it also comes out in the study guide. It broadens the sense of preferential option, including the dimension of evangelization, which came out so well in Aparecida in 2007 and the meeting of the Latin American bishops in Aparecida in Brazil. That would be one concrete example. Then I'd say even the encouragement, the call to take the Beatitudes much more seriously and to meditate upon those and relate those to our lives as they truly are. Again, another example that I think that we need even in our own country at this moment in terms of the crisis that we find ourselves in.
Could you give me an example of one of the Beatitudes there that that are translated into everyday life?
Well, I would say that the Beatitude of not only preferential option, but also the blessing invitation to practice justice that we're having right now, I think, a pretty strong challenge to inappropriate social differentiation, even in our own country. I think we're kind of losing a middle class, those that can be kind of very, very important movers in another more constructive direction. The whole sense of justice, in other words, that I think that we need a better balance in regard to that specific issue of health care, et cetera. But I think another thing that comes up, of course, the Beatitudes invite us to be welcoming to our brothers and sisters, and we have the immigration challenge that we need to face in a more constructive way than we are right now. That certainly flows from the Beatitudes.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Come through again regularly. Do that.